Out of your mind, Republican Mike Lawler blasts Democrat Ilhan Omar for stance on U.S. aid to Israel. By Amy Furr on October 10, 2023. Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, harshly criticized Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, Monday for her stance on America's aid to Israel after Hamas terrorists invaded its territory Saturday. Israel was just brutally attacked by terrorists, funded by Iran, and you want to cut off funding and military aid and equipment, Lawler wrote on social media when he shared Omar's post. You are out of your mind and unfit to serve in the House of Representatives. This is why you were removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee, he added. In her post on Monday afternoon, Omar said, instead of continuing unconditional weapons sales and military aid to Israel, I urge the United States at long last to use its diplomatic might to push for peace. Social media users were quick to reply to her comments. One person writing, Team Jihad is stepping up to protect Hamas, I see. Watch, video shows Hamas rockets, paragliders, terrorists streaming into Israel. The only pushing should be pushing you out of office. Another user wrote, while someone else said, I urge you to shut up. Breitbart News reported Monday that members of the so-called Squad in Congress with ties to the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, failed to comment on the recent DSA rally that supported the Hamas assault on Israel. Another Squad member, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, condemned the horrific acts that took place in Israel against children, women, the elderly, and the unarmed but did not weigh in on the DSA's New York City rally. Breitbart News did not hear back on a comment request to a senior advisor for Omar at the time of publication. Meanwhile, hundreds of foreign nationals have reportedly been murdered, are missing, or were abducted by the terrorists after the deadly invasion of Israel, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. On Monday, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant approved a complete siege of the Gaza Strip. The outlet said, noting the terrorists' assault has reportedly killed over 900 people and wounded approximately 2,500.